night away Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Archie and Edith, a middle-aged white couple, nuzzle at the piano. Archie brings Edith into Mike and Gloria's bedroom.
Take it easy, will you? Easy. What happened?
Jane,
slow down and calm yourself and tell me what it is.
A man. He said he was looking for a man. He was the man he was looking for.
Wait. I don't understand you. Come over here. Sit down, huh? Just take it easy. A man come over the house looking for a man, and he said he was the man that he was looking for. What is that?
He had a gun.
He had a gun?
He said he was gonna kill me.
Did he?
No.
No, he didn't. But I mean, what did he do?
What?
Come on, Edith. What did he want?
Me.
You? Well, what are you telling me? The guy raped you?
No. He tried to.
He tried? What happened? What did he do?
It was awful.
Oh, Jesus.
It was awful. I thought he was going to kill me.
Jesus. Oh, my God, Edith. Well, geez, maybe you better lay down here for a little while, huh?
No.
Best thing is just to sit there, yeah. Maybe you ought to have something hot to drink,
no.
Huh? Yeah, something cold.
No.
No, best thing, don't drink nothing, yeah. I'll be right back.
No, where are you going?
I better phone somebody.
No!
I'll phone the ambulance.
No!
I'll phone the doctor.
No.
Best thing is stay off of the phone, yeah. But geez, Edith, we got to do something, Edith. I mean, if I don't phone nobody important, if we don't drink nothing tasty, what the hell are we going to do?
Hold me.
That's the best thing. I can do that. Yes, you got to do that. Oh, geez. Oh, Edith. How did you get away from the lousy bum?
Cake. I hit him with the cake I was baking.
Oh, thank God you had something heavy around. Wait a minute. He must have been over there when I come looking for the punch bowl.
He was in the closet.
But why didn't you say something?
He said he would do something to you.
Do something to me? What the hell was he, a fruit dude?
Mom, aren't you coming downstairs to your party?
Yeah, we can't eat the cake until you open the presents.
Oh, what's the matter, Mom?
Listen, little girl. Something bad has befell the family.
Did a relative die?
No, I said something bad. I don't know how to tell you this, little girl, see?
Gloria narrows her eyes.
You're not my real father. No?
Yes. Look at the fat cheeks on you. Where the hell do you think you got that from, Fred Astaire? Edith, tell your daughter what happened.
I can't.
Well, you gotta tell her,
Edith. Well, you tell me, Daddy.
All right. A guy came over to our house about an hour ago.
Not an hour ago.
He busted down the front door.
No, I let him
when
in.
She let him in. He was an awful-looking guy, see?
No, very good-looking.
All right, Edith, he was good-looking.
What happened?
Don't holler about me. I'll tell you. He came into the house, and he tried to... your mother.
He tried to rape her?
Don't say bad things in words.
I'm calling the police.
Don't do that. Put that telephone down.
Daddy, we have to call the police.
No.
Mom, remember when it happened to me 3 years ago? That's the first thing we did.
And what's the first thing the cop told you when he come over the house? He said if it ever got into court, they'd ask you questions, they turn around and make it look like you asked for it there. That's why we dropped the whole thing. Don't you remember that, huh? And what do you want to do, put your mother and me through the same kind of shame there? Be smooth the family name in the eyes of community?
Yeah, they might drop your name from the social register. All you're worried about is that when you walk down the street, people are going to say, there goes Archie Bunker. You know, his wife was raped.
Don't holler the word rape. It ain't that at all. And besides, she wasn't that.
All right, but Ma was attacked. We got to do something.
I'm going to call the police now.
No.
But Ma, we have to do something.
Yeah, we're going to do something. I know what to do. I'm going to take your mother home.
No, he might still be there.
No. Do you think he would be?
Arch, to make Ma feel at ease, I think the house should be checked out first.
That's a good idea. We'll go over and do that, huh?
Why don't you do it?
Because at a time like this, a man's place is beside his wife.
Mike reflects, then quickly goes to Gloria's side.
Geez, ain't this pitiful.
Would you please both go over there and check?
Come on.
I'll stay here with you.
Archie and Mike stride to the door.
He's got a gun!
Archie shuts the door, then shakes his finger at Mike.
This is why every citizen should have a loaded gun in his house, you big mouth liberal, you.
How many times have I told you I don't believe in violence?
Mike sheepishly notices the baseball bat in his hand.
What are you going to do with this here? Bunt him off the premises?
Archie exits.
Michael, don't do anything foolish.
Call the police.
Mike leaves Gloria with Edith. In the dark, Archie and Mike tiptoe up the porch. The front door is ajar. Archie cautiously nudges it open, Mike wielding the bat behind him. When the door hits the coat rack, they both jump. Archie reaches in to flick on the lights. They scan the living room.
I go ahead.
You go ahead.
Well, we both go ahead together.
Shoulder to shoulder, they step forward and get stuck in the doorway. They lurch inside. Archie slams the door, startling Mike. Archie points to the closet.
Look in there.
Mike glances around nervously. Archie grabs the bat.
Open the door. I'll stand by with this bat.
Archie grips the bat with both hands while Mike hesitantly approaches the doorknob. Mike knocks on the door, making Archie cringe.
There's nobody in there, Arch.
What the hell do you expect him to say, entrez-vous?
Open the door.
Archie points the bat at the door. Mike flings it open, knocking the bat into Archie's chest. Mike bangs his head on the closet pole and stumbles out, clasping his forehead.
What happened?
What happened? This happened.
Archie rams the bat on Mike's foot, making Mike's knee jerk up and hit Archie in the crotch.
There's nobody in the closet, Arch. Hey, wait a second. What's this?
Mike bends into the closet just as Archie staggers backwards, slamming the door on him.
What's the matter with you?
Mike lurches out.
He must have left his clothes here.
Mike rummages through them.
Don't put your fingerprints all over the evidence deck. Give me that another handle evidence.
Archie grabs the bundle and sets it on his armchair.
Well, there ain't no room here. We can see that. So the next thing... Come on, take the bat.
Mike holds the bat and follows Archie across the room. Archie stops.
Look in the kitchen.
What are you gonna do?
I'll stand by the phone.
Why?
In case there's a call.
Can I stand by the phone?
If a call comes to this house, that call is for me. It ain't for you. Get it? Dumbbell? Go on.
Mike nervously continues past Archie, then pauses.
I could always answer and then call you to the phone.
Mike holds the bat ready as he faces the kitchen door.
I'm entering the kitchen!
He lunges inside. Archie quickly backs away.
Are you all right in there?
Yeah, I just slipped on some cake. The cake tastes burnt. Arch, there's nobody in there. Hey, what are you doing over here? Were you trying to sneak out of this house?
No, certainly was not. I just thought I'd better search the porch.
Bending over at the same time, they smack their heads together.
You get away from me, you're gonna kill me yet!
Archie slips on the bat and flails out the front door past Edith and Gloria.
He's not there, we checked the place.
Two cops haul Archie back inside.
Trying to find is good looking.
Shut up.
Released, Archie sits in his armchair.
Gloria, would you help me make some coffee?
But Ma, I think you should tell the police what the man looked like.
I want to forget what he looks like.
Yeah, we ought to forget the whole thing. I mean, it's a false alarm here, officers. I mean, as you can see, everything here is just, peaches and beans.
Wait a second. There was a crime committed here. Will you stop worrying about what people will think?
I ain't worrying about that. What I'm worried is it could come up before a judge in some court, and one of them guys who turn the whole thing around and make believe it's the woman's fault. What do you say to that, officers?
We just lock them up. We don't try them.
Oh, well, now there you go, Meathead. Case closed.
Let's go.
Yeah. No, wait a second. Wait a second. Case isn't closed. Move it. Move it.
What are you doing now?
Mike pushes Archie forward and pulls out the clothes.
He left his clothes.
Well, we'll take him along. Maybe we can use him. About an hour ago, we picked up a suspicious character running down the street in his T-shirt. Maybe they belong to him.
Where's the lady that got attacked? We'd like her to come along with us and take a look at the guy. Maybe she can identify him.
Yeah, hold on a second. Ma! Ma! The police want you to go down to the station and see if you can identify this guy they picked up.
Oh, no, I can't do that. No, I'm sorry.
Ma, please, you've got to.
No, I don't want to look at that
Ma,
man again.
He can't hurt you anymore.
Can you identify these clothes, ma'am?
No, I can't. No, he'll kill me. He'll kill me.
Edith races upstairs.
He'll kill me.
Gloria runs from the ironing board to the front door. Archie holds two grocery bags and clenches another one in his teeth.
Oh, good, you remembered the eggs.
Take them!
The egg bag drops from his mouth to the floor.
Pick them up, scramble them, and freeze them. I ain't going back no more. I ain't never gonna go to that supermarket again there. I hate it. It's 2 weeks I'm doing all the shopping in this house because your mother's scared to go outside of the place. If I ever get my hands on that raper, I'm gonna turn him into a unique.
Well, Daddy, you just better get used to all this, because it might go on with Ma for a long time.
Don't give me no bad news. Why should it anyway? This thing happened to you a couple of years ago, and it didn't take you forever to get over it.
How do you know? Ever since it happened, I haven't been able to walk down 47th Avenue. And I'll tell you something else. Michael was wonderful through all of it. He helped me through the worst part. He wasn't like you. You're so impatient.
Geez.
Yes!
Well, he'd have to go out of his way to be sweet and gentle. Comes natural to me.
Oh, it's you, Archie.
Edith nervously scans the room before trotting to the ironing board.
Hiya, dear Edith, darling. Nice to see you, darling. Oh, gee. You're starching that same sheet again.
It ain't smooth.
Could I ask you one little question, huh?
Yeah, sure.
But don't keep on ironing when I'm asking you, huh? Edith, all I want to know is what happened to the good old days. Don't you remember, Edith? I come home from work. I yell, Edith, I'm home. And you come leaping out there to the door. Oh, hello, Archie. Did you have a nice day? And I say, lousy, get me a beer. And you do that, and we sit down, and you tell me some long, dopey story, like about your Aunt Zuni with the one eye, huh? I mean, why can't we get back to them beautiful days? Why'd you spoil all of that?
I'm sorry, Archie. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, Edith, I'm sorry. I didn't mean...
Edith hurries upstairs.
A lot of load of sweetness wasted there, and I only got so much sweetness in me.
Daddy, I have to have a talk with you.
What about?
You see, I know what Ma is going through. Right now, she is full of fear and anger and guilt. She is afraid of everything. She doesn't even feel safe in her own house.
I don't know. What am I supposed to do? Close up the joint for the winter? We all take a cruise down to the Virgin's Island?
Daddy, you gotta be more patient with Ma and loving. See, right now, what Ma needs is a lot of TLC.
Are you kidding? No doctor in the world would give her a shot at that. TLC? Why, the woman gets high on an aspirin.
Daddy, TLC means tender, loving care.
Don't hit the knee that got hit with the trolley.
Come on, Daddy.
What are you doing?
I want you to go upstairs and be affectionate with Ma. Yes, you can. I want you to hold her hand. Put your arm around it, give her a kiss. Now do that!
But if I do that after what happened here, she'll think I'm trying to attack her.
What happened to Ma had nothing to do with sex. It was an act of violence. And if you're not attentive, she's gonna think something's wrong with her. So go on up there, Daddy. I know she's thinking that right now. But be affectionate to her. Come on. I'll get your dinner started.
In the bedroom, Edith is smoothing the sheets. Archie cautiously peeks in the door.
What are you doing, Edith?
I'm making the bed.
Oh, yeah. That's that same bed you made up this morning, huh?
Yeah, but there was lumps under the blanket.
Oh.
As Edith shakes out the blanket, it hits Archie in the face. Holding a hand over one eye, he walks around the bed.
You gotta get the lumps out there, Edith.
She scurries to the other side, ignoring him.
But where the hell are you? Oh, come here. Sit.
He sits at the end of the bed.
Here, Edith, huh? Just a minute. I just want to... Never mind that. There's just a telephone downstairs. Gloria, get it. Now, let me just try something here.
What are you gonna do?
Edith, I'm just gonna do this here with my arm. And just here with my kisser.
He kisses Edith hard on the lips. Gradually, she hugs him back.
Now, wasn't that nice?
Do you still love me?
Do I still love you? What are you talking about? Why do you think I'm trying all this here? What do you call LTD on you?
I'm still scared.
Oh, please don't be scared no more.
He hugs her again.
I can't forget that man.
Learn to knock.
Daddy, why don't you go downstairs?
Why are you hauling me out of here? You sent me up here, didn't you?
Wants to tell you something. I'd be alone to talk.
Huh?
I want to be alone.
Be alone to talk with your mother.
Ma, the police just picked up that same guy again. He attacked another woman right over in Woodside. They want you to come down to the station to identify him.
No. Can that other woman do it?
Well, she can, but she won't.
Why not?
Because she's afraid.
I am too, Gloria.
Ma, look at you. You haven't been out of this house in 2 weeks.
No, please, Gloria.
Ma, don't you see? The criminal's supposed to be in jail, not the victim.
No, Gloria, get out of my way. I won't do it. Please don't make me.
Ma, you gotta go down and identify him.
No, Gloria, now leave me alone.
Edith runs to the ironing board.
Ma, you've got to do it for every woman who's a possible victim of a nut like that. And you know what, Ma? You know what's most important? You gotta do it for yourself. Because you don't want to go on living like a scared rabbit, do you? Now, come on, now, let's go.
I want to forget it. I want to forget it.
Archie and Mike emerge from the kitchen, dismayed.
How can you be so selfish?
I ain't being selfish.
Yes, you are. You know who he is, but you won't stop him.
Gloria, I'm afraid.
I know, Ma. But don't you see? You've got to help put away the sicko creep. Because that way, you can stop feeling so victimized and be in control of your life again, you know? And that'll help you stop being afraid. Now, come on, Ma. Let's go.
No, I ain't gonna leave this house!
Edith hurls herself into her chair and clutches her head.
I'm ashamed of you. The mother I know would never refuse. My mother always helped other people. You are selfish. You're not my mother anymore.
Edith stands up and slaps Gloria. Edith gapes, then hugs Gloria tight.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Oh, Ma, it's all right. 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 It's all right, Ma.
I'm sorry.
I understand, Ma.
Still distraught, Edith gazes into Gloria's eyes. Her breathing steadies, and she reflects. Then glances at Archie and Mike, watching her with concern. She looks back to Gloria.
Come on, Archie.
As Archie crosses the living room, he spreads his arms quizzically at Gloria. Edith puts on her coat.
Where are we going to go, Edith?
Down to the police station.
Oh, Edith, you ain't going to identify that guy, are you?
Yeah, if it's him, I got to stop him.
Edith studies Gloria again, then hurries over and kisses her cheek. They hug.
You can put all that stuff away, Gloria. I ain't going to do no more ironing.
Concerned, Archie opens the door for Edith. She looks back, gulping.
Get some clothes soaking in the tub downstairs. You can let the water out. They was clean anyway. Come on, Archie.
Impressed, Archie raises his brows at Gloria and Mike, then follows Edith out. Gloria smiles, then starts to cry. Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Bob Weisskopf and Bob Schiller. Story editors Mel Tolkien and Larry Ryan. Script consultants Bob Weisskopf and Bob Schiller. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Developed by Norman Lear. John Brandon, Ray Colella, Cops. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Copyright 1977 Tandem Productions Incorporated. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear Tandem Production. Sony Pictures Television.